it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And a 3-1 pitch. Swing and a high fly ball. Deep right field. Ethier turns and he watches this one sail deep into the pavilion seats and right. Phillies lead in the eighth on a pinch hit. Two-run home run from Matt Stairs. 7-5. Phillies lead it.
Oh, my. You talk about silencing about 55,000 people.
Woo! Green light on 3-1, and he smokes it deep to right field, and the Phillies have the lead again.
What a call. What a moment. 17 years ago this October, Matt Stairs in L.A. against the Dodgers. Welcome back. It is the Midday Show, broadcasting from Stateside Live for 94 WIP's Red October Rally. If you're coming down today, by the way, it's not a dress rehearsal, as Hugh Douglas thought it was. You can actually come by and be with us. Lot S to park, and you can come and walk directly into Stateside Live. All right, Hugh, we are joined by a couple guests. We're going to have guests on all day. I mean, next hour, High Hopes, guys. Trey Turner, 11:30. How about our first guest of the day? Two voices you hear leading into many Phillies games on Sundays. Tom Kelly, Al Morgani. Guys, how we doing? Tom?
You want to answer first, Al?
I'm doing great. How can you not be doing great? What a time of the year down here. What time of the year in Philly? It's awesome.
It's amazing. DK, what do you feel?
Doing awesome, Joe. Can't wait for tomorrow night. Hopefully it's the beginning of a long red October this year.
Well, I think we all hope it is and feel it is. And the fact that we get the Dodgers. So what do you guys think about the Dodgers first? Because there's two ways to look at this. Like, uh-oh, we got to face probably the other best team in baseball first. Or you could look at it as there's no way they could sleepwalk their way into the playoffs. They have to be ready from first pitch tomorrow. Al, how do you look? Because you don't usually get these matchups in the division around where this is probably the two World Series favorites.
Yeah, I would prefer it was a 7-game series.
Me too.
In going into this, not going to lie, it's like the winner should win the World Series. That's the way it is. I mean, you've got, I think, despite the Brewers' record or whatever, the Yankees aren't that good. I mean, to me. I mean, it sounds simple, but it's the best of 5 World Series, and if you want to really boil it down, things could happen afterwards, obviously, but that's the way I'm looking at this.
Yeah, I mean, the Dodgers are terrifying, Joe. I mean, they're extremely talented. Terrifying. Their lineup is just...
Well, he's not wrong.
They
are.
You got to get you a puppy?
They're pretty scary. I mean, that lineup's really good. That being said, I'm confident in the Phillies. I mean, I feel so much better as a fan, watches the team every day, about the team going into the postseason this year than last year. I mean, last year they weren't playing well, 35-34 in their last 69, and I heard you guys coming in. I mean, you're right, Joe. They're playing their best baseball at the right time this year. Hopefully that carries over to next week.
Yeah, and you're right. I mean, last year, TK, we kind of put our head in the sand. We tried to pretend they could turn it on, but the signs were there for 3 months, right? They were trending down. This year's team is not. It's the opposite. And now they have something now that they haven't had in any of these postseasons, which is Duran at the back end of a game. And
yeah.
When I look at this series, that feels like the area we should win and yep. We need to win. The back end, like starting pitching, I'd say theirs is a little bit better, but ours should be able to be close to it, right? And then the offenses are both good. Their offense is better. Ours can be good and probably just as deep.
Yeah,
but that bullpen for us, that needs to be great. And for Duran, he needs to be perfect in this series.
Yeah, L.A. did that to their bullpen too, so you look at it that way. Kirkring's a key to me. If he can, you know, he has periods where he's really good, but if I had to boil it down, like if I went all nerd on it, if I boiled this down, the fact that you've lost your best pitcher in baseball, Wheeler, I mean that's a huge difference in this. But to me, this comes down to two things: shortstop. If you go around the diamond in this, it's an amazing thing. If you go around the diamond and compare, look at first base. Two Hall of Famers going yep. around. Look at where you look at the shortstops where you've got going on there. One having a strong second half. One coming back and healthy. Third base coming back healthy. Boom! All of a sudden hot. It's to me. It comes down to shortstops, obviously the bullpen, and that guy in center field.
Bader.
But the other side. I mean,
Páez.
Look at those two. Yeah. Who expected that? It's a remarkable head to head. everywhere, and including injury situations coming back. I don't think I've ever seen where you go down it and say, this position, and it's like just a nod one way or the other. It is really, it's a cool, cool series. I give the Phillies the edge if they win game one. Because this crowd, if that pitcher for L.A. has a rough outing, this place will
go bananas. And I was telling Joe that, man. Yeah. I was telling him because the energy that we had here for an intra-squad scrimmage.
30,000.
Man, that's crazy. That's crazy. It's like, you know, we always go back and forth about what this town is. This is a sports town. There's no question about it. And when you get in positions like this, a situation like this, we already had a Eagles parade. We're trying to have another one, man. And that's what makes this town so unique.
Well, and with the Ohtani point tomorrow night, guys, look, he's the best player I've ever seen. He's the best baseball player in the world. But he's never pitched in this. First of all, he's never pitched in the postseason, right? Last year he couldn't pitch, and obviously never made it with the Angels. He's never pitched in this kind of environment. I know they have a great baseball environment in Japan, but I can't imagine anything is quite like this. Al, I'm with you. And he hasn't pitched since September 23rd. I wonder if his command's going to be a little erratic in the first inning, maybe a walk or two. Like that. They, if we could jump on Ohtani, Al, I think it changes the entire series.
Yeah, think of the energy they just got when Real Muto threw him out.
Yes, yes. in April game.
Really? Yeah. Yes. Yes, to what should we get from that? I mean, that's huge. I mean, it's a huge series, man. I think, baseball's got to just, they would want this at the end, I guess. But you look at it, what a way to get everybody involved. This is the showcase.
It is, and it starts tomorrow night. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's take a call, and then I want to throw something about Rob Thompson at these two guys, especially about a big decision he has to make early in this series. Let's go to Steve in Bridgeton. What's up, Steve?
Joe, Hugh, what's up, guys?
What's going on,
hey,
man?
Steve, what's up, pal?
So before I get to my rally cry I made, I was telling a friend the other day on what they should do to Ohtani. Because I was researching about his translator. Mm-hmm. I didn't know he was in a federal prison in PA. So what about the fans start chanting eBay? The rattle.
You mean the dude that took the heat for
the
took
the
charges?
The one that took the fall, yeah.
He took the charges?
Yeah.
I like that. Fans? We could chant the fall guy's name at him.
Yeah.
They were supposed to be good friends, too, and he sent him off to jail.
He got to take that heat. You got to take the charges.
But I don't know if that was fuel Ohtani or hurt us. That's the problem. I don't want
like
karma
the
coming
of
back.
Chanting his name or like, where's your bookie? That kind of works.
Where's
as a
your
yeah.
Bookie?
No. Well, no. I would do it like, come on, like how we did tried or we gotta do eBay.
Oh yeah,
eBay.
Works.
eBay.
That does work as a chant.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What do you think, I mean, a golf tournament?
I tell you what, I kind of worry about him being the kind of guy that goes the other way, though.
Yeah, he might.
Like, he might decide, okay, I'm throwing 101, I'm going to shove tonight.
Well, he's kind of like a robot. I mean, he only got in trouble last year and then went out and won the MVP. Like,
I don't think it really affects him too much.
Probably not.
But I think Ohtani was guilty anyway. Like, how can you not know that billions of dollars are missing?
I need an Ohtani was guilty sign at Citizens Bank Park tomorrow night.
What is that?
Yeah, I believe you.
We got to get in his head, Hugh. What do you mean?
No, I'm just saying.
Guilty!
Yeah,
Steve, I love it. If we can get in Ohtani's head the way we did Strider, I'm all for that. Art, what do you think? The series on the arms or the bats?
I believe it's going to be the bats because we got to have a great discipline approach at the plate. That's what cost us the last 3 years, like I've been saying. Great discipline is going to win this series along with lights out pitching. Now,
well, and they're deeper, Steve. I mean, that's such a huge part of this, that the lineup is deeper. Right. I mean, Steve, appreciate it, man. One thing that's it's so obvious at how they're deeper is, TK, last year Castellanos was the cleanup hitter against the Mets. He's not even going to start probably four out of the five games. He'll probably start the Snell game against the lefty, but he's just a part-time player now. He was our cleanup guy last year.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, Joe, I just have a feeling that Castellanos is going to make an impact in this series. I think he's going to get opportunities because the way you look at the lineup's probably going to be structured. It's probably going to be Marsh, then either JT or Bader, and then Kepler.
Yep.
assuming that the Dodgers have a lefty on the mound for some of those situations, which I think they will, I think Castellanos is going to get a few chances in this series, late in games, to get a hit. And I just have a feeling he's going to come through. He's thrived in that role kind of in the last couple weeks. I think the more he gets familiar with it. So I think Castellanos gets some opportunities. I think he's going to make an imprint on this
series. Are you calling for a Castellanos-Matt Stairs moment against the Dodgers?
Oh, heck.
You know what? I'll call for it. I'll say it's going to happen.
He could have that opportunity.
He will. He's going to have that opportunity.
And
absolutely.
I actually think he's done better in these pinch hitting spots the last few weeks. I love the way Topper managed him this year. I know it was awkward at times, but he saw what needed to be done. He's not a good defender anymore, and he was declining as a player, and he kind of transitioned him to this role now. Hopefully he delivers. All right, let's get to Topper and the role he's going to play in this series. Because, guys, for as talented as a team the Phillies have, they do have a team that needs to be managed a lot, right? Like, they only have one starter right now, Sanchez, that you feel like, all right, seven innings, right? You just roll them out there for seven. The other guys, you're going to have to kind of be in the top step of the dugout. When do you want to get them out, fifth, sixth? Do you let them go through the lineup a third time? And then, like you're saying, Tom, the whole idea of pinch hitting and the outfield. But the one decision that I didn't think was a decision until Topper was on the morning show earlier this week, when I heard him talk, it sounded like he was considering Aaron Nola for a start.
As he should.
As he should not. And not in this series. All right, where do you guys come down? What would be your reaction if Nola got a start? Because the way I view it is, you only need three starters in the series with the off days. I would just keep it simple. It's Sanchez and then Luzardo and Suarez in some order. But your reaction if he gives Nola a start?
I don't think he can do it. I just worry about, especially against this lineup, and we know how things can spiral on Nola quickly.
Yep.
Against this lineup, I mean, he could face six hitters, and you could be down a few runs. I wouldn't do it. I'd go with the three lefties, and especially with the extra off day, like, say Luzardo is going to be the guy you start in game three, you can use Luzardo tomorrow night.
You
you could still have him in play tomorrow night, come out late, face Otani, face Freeman late in the game. So I know they love Nola, and I know Rob Thompson trusts Nola, but in this situation, I don't think it would be the right decision to start him.
Hugh, listen to him.
No, because I don't, TK, with all due respect, I hear what you're saying.
He starts that and then he disrespects.
No, I know.
Because I feel like when you talk about this, this is an all-hands-on-deck situation. Just like you talk about Castellanos being a part of this, you're going to have to use Nola at some point. And why not use him in this situation to try to help him get his confidence back? But this is the one caveat with that, though, is this. I would have a short leash. He would have a short leash because he can't have any of those innings that he's had in the past where – you know, he'll give up a couple runs and then he'll settle in. He has to know that this is not that type of party. Because, like I said, this first game, to me, is the absolute most crucial in this series.
That's why if you do it with Nola, it's one time through the order and that's it.
Like Syndergaard in 22.
Exactly.
Yeah,
in this series.
Yeah. Al, where do you come down on Nola? Look, the guy's had a wonderful career. He's a great Philly, but he had a 6 ERA this season.
I'm way more horrified of him coming out of the bullpen than starting a game. Way more. Because if that bad inning is, you can't have it.
It happens in the middle innings, you're cooked.
Well, yeah, it depends where that series is, but I wouldn't be opposed to it, especially, I mean, I know people will say it doesn't matter lefty-lefty, right? But I think it kind of might.
To break up the
yeah,
lefty.
To see what they're seeing, how they're hitting. I wouldn't say it's crazy to do it. There's something to me, look, I like this manager. I've told TK before, he reminds me of a hockey manager that manages ice time to make sure everybody's still involved. Mm-hmm. Nobody's going to get 23 minutes. It's like, and I think there's something to that. And I think there's something to money in the bank with Nola, that he's got some money in the bank here. He's done so much. I know he's had some bad ones too, but I would lean towards starting him. And I know people would flip out if it goes bad. It's a tough decision, but I would lean toward there. But you know, we've seen already guys leave guys in too long, and the Yankees manager screwed up either way and managed to win the series. So I would lean towards starting him rather than coming out of the bullpen.
Yeah, because I look at it like this, Joe. If you start him, you can mitigate that damage a little easier as opposed to having him, you know, out there in the later innings.
Or we could not pitch him and not have the damage.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's true.
He doesn't have to pitch.
That
in
is
series.
True, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, look, I get your point, and I get the idea of money in the bank, and I don't think the moment would get to him. It's just
no.
He's just not been the same guy this season.
Go say what you was about to say. He stinks. That's what you was about to say.
This season he stunk, right? I mean, he has 6 ERA. Let's call it for what it is.
Well, look at it from the other side. If you're a Dodger fan, if you're going into game three, how do you feel better with who on the mound?
I think it's a good way to look at it. If you ask the Dodgers, give them truth serum, do you want Nola to start a game in this series? I think they say yes. I think their batters say yes.
I think they.
I mean, I think his track record would prove that they probably not.
Six ERA this season.
No, I'm just saying. I understand what you're saying, but it's still probably not. They probably would want to see. They probably want to go with the guy that they don't know, but they wouldn't want
to
see him.
Let's go to Jamal in Philly. What's up, Jamal?
Hey, what's up? So I wanted to just say something to Hugh. Hugh, I called in the other day. I don't know if you remember, and I was saying that you dropped gems, but sometimes, like, you totally missed the mark. With this one, you totally missed the mark. Like, I don't even want to see you in the playoffs unless we need maybe one game to win the whole series and we up, like, 3-0 or something like that. Give him a shot or whatever.
Wait, but you're talking about Nola.
Yeah, he said you're dropping the ball on this one here.
No, not at all, man. This is a – like, Jamal, don't you feel like this is going to be a series – that there's going to be contributions by a little bit of everybody and guys that we have not been depending on all season long? Are you at the racetrack?
What the hell is going on?
No, I'm in traffic. No, I'm in traffic.
No, because I can hear the traffic.
It's zooming by fast, yeah.
Well, you said racetrack. All right, so anyway. Say no, but listen, my whole thing is, remember how we lost the World Series? Who we put on the mound to lose the World Series?
See, but to me, I wasn't here for the World Series. My fault.
No, Nola did not have a great World Series.
No.
I wasn't here for that. I don't remember it. I don't recall.
It still happened, even though you weren't here.
Who would have thought? You just thought the world stopped in the 15 years.
Hey, no need to pile on. I'm just saying. I don't have that frame of reference. That's all.
When Hugh Douglas came back to Philadelphia,
that's when life started again.
All right, let me throw this at you guys with Topper. And I think we all like Topper. And I like the way you framed the way he keeps everyone involved, Al. One thing, if you go and look at the three postseasons he's managed here, he's had a very quick hook in the postseason on starters. If you look at the pitches and the innings they've thrown, if you take Wheeler out, right, because his games tended to go longer, except the World Series Game 6. But for the most part, he let him go into the 7th. He's only let these starters pitch like 13 outs. Like, he gets them out in the 5th inning of games. Would you... Should he do that in this series, or should he let these guys go?
I think he's going to let them go. You look at the organization he came from. They pull a guy early and lose a game, and then they let a kid go.
And they win.
And they get energy from it. I think that I still think there's a learning process going on with postseasons in baseball where, you figure it out, even like the Phillies with a scrimmage or whatever. I think he's going to lean toward letting guys go. I think that's the smart way to go.
Well, I think it's a feel thing, but I have trust in Sanchez and Suarez and even Lizardo now. I know he went through a phase of the year where, things would kind of spiral out of control on him. I feel like he's kind of gotten that under control, and I just trust that more than going to your bullpen early because, I mean, you look at that bullpen, I still have faith in DeRon. I mean, you got Robertson, Strom, Banks, but besides those guys.
I know. That's my biggest concern in this series, those middle innings.
Right, and in this series, Joe, I don't know how you guys feel, but like, Walker Buehler, I think, could be useful to you. I don't know if I'd like him in this series, though, because the Dodgers are so familiar with him that I don't feel all that comfortable putting him out there in those spots. But I think when you look at the managerial edge in the series, I do think it's the Phillies. I mean, I don't like the way Dave Roberts manages in the postseason. I think he overmanages at times. And I do trust Topper more than Roberts in this series.
Yeah, I hope he keeps the starters in longer. I mean, Sanchez has earned the right to do that. And I know Lizardo's numbers overall don't look spectacular, but he had those two horrendous starts, like starts you never see. You give 20 runs in those two games. Other than that, I like Lizardo, and I think watching him here when he pitches with this crowd, I hope he pitches game two. I think he feeds off the energy of Philadelphia. Lizardo strikes me as a guy that's going to be better in the postseason. I think the energy of this place, of this crowd, I trust him. And if it's the 5th inning and there's two guys on, I'd rather just keep him in the game. I think he can get a strikeout rather than go get Kirkering or someone out of the bullpen.
Yeah, I do too. Kirkering to me is a real key.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to go the 9, right?
Right.
Probably not going to go in the 8th. He's a guy that could really be critical if he goes on one of his heaters as much as he's on a heater. It might just be a space heater, but it's a heater. He goes there, but it's only a short time. You can get away with it.
Yeah, you can. No, and they need him. Let's grab Terrence in Springfield. What's up, Terrence?
Hugo, Kyle, what's up, man?
What's up, Terrence?
Guys, it's time to start this World Series run. All year we've been one of the best teams. It's time tomorrow we paint the city red. It's time for the best rotation to mow down Ohtani, Betts, and Freeman. It's time to smack these fraud Dodgers around tomorrow, man. They got that weak bullpen. Tomorrow we show Otani. You're in Philly. Tomorrow we show their manager.
Frauds. He's calling the Dodgers frauds.
Yeah, he's been doing that. Yeah.
They're frauds. And it's time to tell their manager, Otani's manager, to bet on the Phillies this time. With his little scheming ass, his scamming ass, because we're locked this time to win this World Series. It's legacy time. It's time to cement this postseason of one of the most epic runs in baseball history. We have the experience right now. We have the star power. We have the bet. We have Schwarber. We have Harper. We have Turner. And we have the X Factor is Bader, who's never been scared. Tomorrow, the MLB will be put on notice. We have unfinished business, guys. We have the mastermind, Topper. Topper, it's time to play chess with these guys. It's time for the platoon master to push the buttons like he's been pushing all year. It's time for him to cement his legacy as one of the best Philly managers in history, man. It's time for the Fightins to go on this quest and finish this thing, because we're the Fightins, and all we do is fight, fight, fight. And we're going to win this World Series starting tomorrow. We beat down the Dodgers.
Love it, Terrence, man. Appreciate the phone call. I'm not sure about the frauds thing with the Dodgers, but we could beat our chest a little bit today. It's a Red October
rally. I like it.
I like the Topper nickname, the Platoon Master.
Yes.
Yeah,
I like that.
That's pretty dope.
Yeah. I mean, it has worked. Topper's platoon has changed the entire season, and he had the courage to do it, even though, obviously, Castellanos didn't love it. All right. Before we let you guys go, coming up next, the I Hopes guys will join us at 11:30. Trey Turner will be part of the show.
Ooh.
Give us an X Factor, each of you, a Phillies X Factor. Who's the guy? Who's the guy that – a week from now, let's say this goes five. No, so a week from Monday, we're talking about this name. Who's the X factor if the Phillies win the series? Al?
Turner. I mean, he's got to be their best player. And there's moments he has been.
Yep.
And the defense has to be solid. And that's what you were worried about him coming into the season. He's making routine plays now, which sounds stupid. But
everyone's magnified now.
But everyone is magnified, and you get wheels to get going, to get on base, because it's going to be the real estate's valuable from first to second. So to me, he's the key. And I look at that matchup at shortstop. Shortstop and center field are the two matchups I'm looking at and saying, man, because their guy can kill you too.
No question.
I'm going with Al's guy. I'm going with Alec Bohm. Al's a big Alec Bohm fan. I think he's going to be in that cleanup spot. It sounds that way. And they need him to hit, because that would protect Bryce Harper, make the Dodgers have to pitch to Bryce. You can't allow them to pitch around him. So I think Alec Bohm's going to be a massive factor.
No, we agree a little bit.
There you go. You both had Bohm.
Yeah, we both had Bohm.
Well, and we've seen these Octobers. Once Bohm stops hitting, they stop pitching to Bryce.
Yep.
I mean, it's and I would do the same thing. So, yeah, let's hope he hits from the jump in this series. Guys, appreciate you. You'll both be on tomorrow around the game?
Yep, I'll be on from 10 to 2 with Rob Ellis and Mike Sielski. I will be on after the game, after Jack and James.
All right, awesome. We appreciate Al Morgani, Tom Kelly being with us at the Red October Rally at Stateside Live. All right, coming up on the other side, the High Hopes guys, Jack Fritz, James Seltzer, they will be with us 11:30 today. Trey Turner joins the show. It is the Midday Show from Stateside Live for our Red October Rally on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.